Here we are having a little sangria.
I'm having lime bubbles and vodka though, but same difference, same
Oh,
difference. Yeah.
this it, well, it, yeah, you can't tell the difference in those. And
No.
you know, the nice thing about the sangria is it's making me gassy.
Oh, really?
And
Well, that's surprising.
yeah, and in honor of that, I had to put on put my some of my cooking on hold while we record. Yeah, I'm
You're
going to be making.
heating up some of those rancid ribs from last week.
No, I've already finished
Oh.
them,
Oh.
but I am making a
Wow.
fresh batch of Brussels sprouts, which
Oh.
you know, correct. And so, if you'd like to stop by. If you're running low on gas, just
Oh.
stop by, but
Well, you know,
please do.
the budget's tight. It's the end of the month, so yeah. I'll
It
swing on by
is.
there. Yeah. Well, for me
It's
it is.
the 7th. How is that the end of the month?
Because my credit card resets on the 8th, Big Fatty. Duh.
Oh,
So,
well,
oh,
there you go.
yeah,
Well,
there you go.
anyway,
Now,
just if you come over, just don't light a match or rub two sticks together.
I've got to add that vomit sound.
Yeah. Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader,
I am
and
your
this
host,
is your
Mr.
show.
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No, 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 no.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh,
I'll
Lord.
take that as a
And I
hello.
put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
You are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh,
What's going on,
you
guys?
big fat thing, you.
Well, hello,
Oh,
everyone, and
jeez.
welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 7th of June, 2021, in the holy year of her has announced a new resort priestess, Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, Veder.
unlike Noah, Dolly does not spell it wrong. Larry H. Vader, and with me is the terrifyingly gassy one himself. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi. Oh, excuse me.
How are you, Big Fatty?
Well, I other than gassy, I actually I'm in a real good mood.
Oh,
So,
why is
yeah.
that? I mean,
Well,
are you baiting
I'm
me to
not going
ask?
to
But
tell you.
yes. Oh.
I'm not going to tell you. You just have to listen to the Fat Show tomorrow or Monday.
You mean today?
Yes,
But
that's what I meant. Monday.
yes, right. I make no promises, but
Well, right. Nobody does.
right. But okay. I mean, if that's what it takes
That's
to
what it
figure all this out,
takes.
okay. Yeah.
That's
Well.
what it takes. Now, you
I am still here. Yes.
Yeah, you said something that was going to prompt something for me to ask you.
Was it that Miss Dolly is opening a new
Yes.
resort? Yes.
Tell me about that.
Oh, well, you know, that's the kind of breaking news that you come to the
Yes.
LFC for. It's true. It's true.
It's
Yeah,
true.
no, Dolly and Dollywood had a press conference this past week of some sort. I missed it somehow, because it's like,
This is unacceptable.
I know, and I don't exactly understand where it was broadcast, but anyway, I think it was a fake press conference, but she was there with the CEO of Dollywood, and yeah, they announced that over the next 10 years, they're investing $500 million back into the park, and
Okay.
yeah, which
It needs
is,
it.
it does. And it's, you know, and a lot of that is they're finishing Wildwood Grove because, of course, they only finished that first part. The second part was
I
to
don't
come
know what
later.
that is.
I know, because you didn't go in there because you thought it was a kiddie section. And then, you know,
Well, we went in there, but it was kind of a kiddie section. That's where they were riding on the bears and stuff like that.
Well, they did have a bear ride back there, yes, or they do.
Yeah.
But but yeah, there are some kiddie rides in there, like the rest of the park, but no, there's a coaster back there. So anyway, rumor has it there's a new big coaster coming, one of the hyper coasters, and it will be somewhere there. But then the big announcement from it, you know, they didn't go into too much detail with what's coming to the park other than in 2023, a major attraction will be opening. But the big announcement was that they are opening a second resort, and it's going to be kind of Wilderness Lodge-y themed. It's going to be based on the National Park Lodges. And, you know, up on the mountaintop, you know, gorgeous, blah, blah, blah. They didn't exactly say where it was going to be, but it looks like if you've ever been over to Dreammore, which is the current Dollywood resort, there's like a road that just stops when you're going in, and it's clear that it was meant to be continued on for more
not
resorts.
Stop.
Right. And it goes up a mountain, so it makes sense. And then they said, and in 10 years, we'll have opened 4 total resorts plus a campground.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit of a breaking news from the Dollywood.
Now, is the major new attraction in the next 2 years, is it going to be a roller coaster called the Double D's?
Probably. Probably. So yeah, it was exciting. Some big news. Dahlia was clear that her goal all along was to be the largest single employer in Sevierville and the Great Smoky Mountains area. So she's well on her way to doing that. So yeah.
Now let me ask this question.
Okay, ask me a question.
You know, when the Rat World opened in Florida, they were blessed with an abundance of land.
Yes.
Are they blessed with an abundance of land up there?
Yeah, it's tricky to say that or to answer that question because they bought a shit ton of land over by Dollywood and Splash Country, but it's mountainous there. There are those little mountains. So do they have land? Yes. So it's all of that Veterans Boulevard right there by Dollywood, because y'all drove. Mm. So you went down Veterans. It's that whole area, all that right in there. And then if you take Dollywood Lane over from the parkway and you come around the backside of it, it's the same thing. There's tons of land back there too. So there's a lot of land. Is it, you know, 40 square miles or whatever ridiculousness Disney World is?
No, I know it's not going to be that, but it felt very landlocked. It didn't feel like there was any kind of ability to expand, but maybe I'm wrong. The only place I saw extra land, you know, if you get on the train and you go up and it does a circle and comes back,
it's the original Rebel Railroad.
Rebel Railroad,
that was the original name in the park before it became Silver Dollar City and then before it became Dollywood. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the name of that attraction. The only attraction for Rebel Railroad Park was that, and it was a Civil War themed railroad attraction where there was a shoot 'em up up there in that area where it goes up and spins around.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So yeah, okay. So that area. So you saw where they cleared then when you were on the railroad. So that's the backside of Wildwood Grove, where the second expansion is expected to be.
Yes, it did look like they were getting ready to do something there. So everyone, that's your Dollywood report. We didn't get an update from our Tennessee correspondent, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. You know, he's been laying low here lately.
Right. Well, he's a very busy gentleman.
Very busy.
Hasn't he become a gentleman of a certain age recently as well?
If you're saying that he is infirmed, yes.
Ah, okay. Well, I just assumed. Yeah. So, Big Fatty, now, this is a busy week. It's a busy, busy week. Are you going to tune in to the Apple Snack keynote today?
What? Today? Oh, is it today?
Yes. Well, the state.
I wasn't sure if it was today or Tuesday.
Well, so there's the state of Apple, there's the state of the ecosystem. I forget what they call it exactly. And I think that is Tuesday, but the actual keynote with Tim is today, Monday, at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central. Or
Pacific. Right.
Yeah.
What are your predictions? What are you expecting?
Nothing exciting. I think there will be some new, they're going to obviously announce new software because this is the developers conference. So that would make sense. They'll announce iOS, watchOS, tvOS, macOS, those new things. And I think that'll be exciting. And then because of the year that it is with all of the, changes with Apple Silicon, I suspect that they will also announce a new product, and I don't know what that'll be, but the rumors are really heavy into MacBook Pros. It would be nice to have the larger MacBook Pro converted to Apple Silicon, and if that's the case, we may be recording the LFC on one of those sooner than later. Because I'm going to tell you, the Intel MacBook Pro, it struggles even with the fastest processor they offer.
She has seen the meat, huh?
She has, and she's only a year old or so. But that Intel chip gets so hot. So I'm
just out of curiosity, do you think Archer will be listening?
No, he's not shopping for.
You know, he wasn't going to get that new IMAX. Everything about it is terrible. And it doesn't have enough of it ordered.
Right. I do think it's a great machine. And for someone like Archer, especially someone who doesn't use their machine for business, I think it's a fantastic machine.
You know, Dr. Stone ordered one of those.
Again, for someone who isn't using it for business, I think it's a good machine. I had one in my car. Actually, I had purchased one and canceled the order just because I think that there are some restrictions with it that would make me unhappy. So I decided to wait a little while. So I'm hoping, and God knows, I don't need another anything in this house, but hopefully something soon, or I'm just going to go back and get the Mac Mini, but...
Thing in that house, would that include another kitty?
There will be no more kitties in this house. However, did you see that Miss Sarah Davis got a new kitten?
I saw that she did some sort of thing with West Side Story or something like that with the kitties. They were singing.
I didn't see that, but yesterday Miss Sarah went out to the SPCA of Silicon Valley and got a brand new baby, tiny black kitten. Morning, yet unnamed, but
Ernesto will probably kill it. So,
but I'm gonna tell you, I have some experience with the kitties, if you did not know. And that
anything recently?
Oh, I've just threatened to kill them 5 or 6 times. That's all. No big deal, because they're about to drive me crazy. They don't let me sleep at night. You know, they're ornery.
Y'all, as a man of the cloth, I could not believe the words that were coming out of Vader's mouth right before we went on the air.
Well, he jumped up on my lap with his claws out and sliced across my leg. So, because he gets in this mindset that he's got to sit in my lap. So, yeah. And that, I'm going to tell you, is infuriating. He's got to sleep on top of me when I'm in the bed. He's got to sit on my lap when I'm sitting. And, I mean, that's fine, except, y'all, it is so humid here. I don't believe the humidity got below 90% on Sunday.
It was. I looked at the humidity before I went out for the nipple walk today, and the lowest it was going to be was 89%.
Yeah. Ooh, and the windows have been fogged up in the Vader family compound all day because it's just so humid outside. But
however, I did get in my nipple walk, so I was pleased.
Well, it didn't start raining until later.
It did. Well, and it when I went out walking, there was a breeze blowing, and it was just spitting a little bit, so there was the coolness in the rain.
Right. Yeah. No, it's actually like the problem is the humidity is high. But the sun isn't out. It hasn't been out for days, really. I mean, it was out a little bit here and there, but so it's not warming the house up so much. So the air conditioner doesn't run that much, which means that the dehumidifier here in the Vader family compound, it is in overdrive downstairs. So,
by the way, I'm sitting here recording this, and the Apple clock has just told me I achieved my stand goal.
Well. By stand goal, it clearly means fat gold. goal.
Well, right. I mean, what else would it mean?
Well, I'll tell you what it could mean.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's that game where Big Fatty, it's like the birthday game. He tells me who was born today, and I tell him if they're dead or alive, but more importantly, who they were, being the knower of all things.
Thomas Woodward.
Tom Woodward. He was an actor, and he was in a lot of things. I think he was in the, not the Frank DeCaro show, the Bob Newhart show. I believe he's passed on.
Thomas Woodward is alive.
Ooh.
You probably know him better as Tom Jones. And, you know, he sang that What's New Pussycat? And I thought that was appropriate since you were having a moment with the Pussycats. Dean Martin.
Dean Martin, crooner, Rat Pack. Dean Martin, I believe he's dead. I believe he's gone to glory.
Oh, okay. Well, he was a singer, comedian, and actor. He starred in a lot of Martin and Lewis movies. And, of course, the Dean Martin Show and the Dean Martin Roast, you know. They were always popular. And he died in 1995. So, yes, he has gone on to glory.
Well, I thought all of those had gone on to glory. I have one of his albums, I believe. Yeah.
Jessica Tandy.
Ooh, Driving Miss Daisy. She is an actress. And I believe Jessica Tandy, if she's alive, she looks dead, but I think she's alive.
Jessica Tandy was in Cocoon and the Birds. That's 2 weeks in a row we've had a Cocoon reference there. And she died in 1994.
Really?
Yes. Rogers Nelson.
Rogers Nelson. Now that's, of course, the famous sheet music distributor. I didn't realize he was a real person, but I think he's still with us.
Rogers Nelson is dead. Died in 2016. You probably know him better as Prince Rogers Nelson. Sang that purple. That Purple Rain. And here's one last one here. It's Mike Pence.
Oh, well, his career is totally dead, but he's still alive. I believe he was the Secretary of State? No, he was the Vice President, right?
Oh, he was Vice President of Noose.
Ah.
All right, one last one. Okay. Bill Hader.
Bill Hader. Well, you know, I don't know if he is with us or not. He was a famous, he was a well-known news anchor. Don't ask me what network. But
I won't. Have you noticed that on the commercials they'll say, like, watch the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell only on CBS? Well, what fucking else would it be on? Anyway. All right, Bill Hader. He's alive. He was on Saturday Night Live.
Ah, well, that's like the news. That's where I get my news from.
Well, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So there, that's pretty good.
You know that
Real pleased. I was real pleased that I had Tom Jones in there for the Pussycat reference.
As long as you're pleased, I guess I'm happy too.
That's all that really matters.
It's true. Now there's no hamming it up this week because there are no voice letters.
Somebody couldn't be bothered, huh?
No one could be bothered.
Oh well, okay.
Yeah, and all so right, to that I say whatever. Now I need to reach out to Miss Lauren too. Ooh,
Miss Lauren, right?
She's not fat.
Okay. By the way, have you signed up for the Pride 48 yet?
I have signed the LFC up, and I was just about to say I forgot to sign the little "I have a lot to say" up. So I need to do that. I'm sure
you have an hour's worth of shit to say,
Big Fatty. Excuse me. Remember, Miss Lauren volunteered to be the guest.
Oh, I thought she was going to be on the LFC.
No, she's on the I Have a Lot to Say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now, that's right. She said she had a lot to say too.
Yeah. Now, do you think we have enough content for the LFC for an hour?
Hell, we don't have enough content for 20 minutes.
I know. I'm sitting here watching the clock, and I'm like, oh, this one's going to be a long one.
Is it?
Well, no. I mean, as far as the next 10 minutes.
We're up to 11 minutes now?
Right, basically. Basically. So, yeah, I'm excited. So, I signed us up for the preferably Saturday morning because, you know, that's when the LFC traditionally has been a part of Pride 48. And so...
I think that used to be Breakfast with Larry, didn't it?
Well, and I told Daniel, I think. I certainly didn't tell Adam. You know, he's very busy. But I said, well, you know, if you need someone to do the 7 a.m., you can ask anyone but me. Because 7 a.m. on a Saturday, I will be awake, but probably not super excited.
Right. Yeah.
Now, do you have anything big coming up in the next week or so?
Well, yes, the NIP.
Oh.
The NIP is coming a week from Wednesday.
He's and flying I won't back? Be...
Yes, he and Flo, his sister, have rented a beach house in Hilton Head.
Ooh.
And so we'll be driving down on Saturday the 18th. So I will not be around on Father's Day to record a little show because, you know, and you probably won't be available either. So,
yeah. I'm sorry, I've got peanut juice on my screen.
Well, there's the title of today's show, folks. Peanut juice. Who knew that peanuts had juice?
People who like boiled peanuts know that peanuts like juice. Y'all, I boiled up in the Instant Pot. I boiled up the peanuts last weekend, and they were so delicious. Everyone at the coal mine.
Where'd you get that Instant Pot?
It was the Big Fatty Memorial Mini Instant Pot.
Oh,
I'm actually going to use it.
Think... You'd think that maybe you'd bring some by, but you know.
I thought you didn't like boiled peanuts.
I love boiled peanuts. Where?
I thought you thought they were vile. Oh.
No.
Well, I had too many.
That's mayonnaise and tomatoes and guacamole.
Breaking news for our Southern mayonnaise lovers, and especially those of you who are removed from the South. And you cannot get the good Duke's mayonnaise. Y'all, they've got a new Duke's out. It's Duke's with a hint of lime. And I didn't know what to think about it. I stared at it in the grocery store like an idiot for a few minutes. Just like, what is going on? So I bought it. And y'all, I made a BLT last night for dinner and put some of that on there. And it was delicious. Delicious.
I could see that being used to make the guacamole. Because don't you put lime in it?
Yes, but you don't put mayonnaise in the guacamole.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
No, there's no other creamy anything in the guacamole. It's just spices and garlic and onion.
What if you made guacamole mayonnaise?
I don't think I would.
On a hamburger or something.
I would probably make that with sour cream or fat-free Greek yogurt. But yes.
Okay.
A crema. I would make a crema, but I don't know about guacamole mayonnaise. That's a lot of fat.
Well, you know, you mentioned crema, and that's a hint about the breaking news on the BFO on Monday.
By the way, speaking of the crema and the breaking news, God, there's a lot of it this week. Did you see that the cruise ships are sailing again?
I did indeed.
I know, and it's the Celebrity. We're very excited for Captain Kate and the crew. I'm not sure I'm quite ready to get on a cruise ship right now, but I thought that was good news. And
well, the nice thing is you have to have your Fauci ouchie card to get on.
That is going to cause a lot of fat people to be very upset. But
you mean Floridians?
Well, they're fat people. I mean, right.
Right. Okay.
All Floridians are fat. All fat people are not Floridians. It's one of those things.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's do, you know what? Speaking of Fauci ouchies.
Yes. Yes.
Gosh. Let's go, baby one.
Yes, go, baby two.
It's time for Lori's favorite phobias.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
I had a skull interaction this week. All right. It is that game where Big Fatty has walked away from the computer, but
I had to get the picture of had to get more sangria.
All right. So this is the game where I tell give Big Fatty the name of a phobia, and he tells me what it is. All right, Big Fatty, are you ready? Yeah.
I have gotten the picture of sangria, and so I'm obviously ready.
All right. The first one is Belonophobia.
Belonophobia.
B-E-L-O-N-E.
I believe you're pronouncing that wrong.
Well, I probably am.
Baloney phobia. And it
didn't
is
to give it away.
It is the fear of eating bologna that has not been fried. Because there's nothing better than fried bologna.
That's true. So you're close. Because if you eat too much fried bologna, you're gonna have balanophobia, which is a fear of pins and needles.
Right.
Yeah. So what about this one? You know what?
That music's very loud.
Poor Big Fatty. What about this one? Latrophobia.
Latrophobia.
Oh, I'm sorry, not latro. Iatro. I-A-T-R-O. Iatrophobia.
Well, that's very different, you know.
It is. I know.
Iatro is the fear of eating, because it's E-A-T. Iatrophobia, which neither of us has that.
Correct. I'm about to go downstairs and make some chicken curry. Close, but this one is actually the fear of doctors.
The fear of doctors. Yeah. White coat syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I do not have a fear of doctors. Do you have a fear of doctors?
No. The only thing with going to the doctor, you know, they always want to take your blood pressure and your pulse and all that, but that's right after they weigh the tonnage. And you know, I always take my shoes off and take everything out of my pockets before I get on the scale, and then I'm ready to put the shoes back on, and you know, you kind of sometimes can get a little out of breath from that, and
it's like, yes, putting the shoes on, it's a lot.
That's I always tell them, let's give me a minute to just sit here. You know, it's not white coat, but it's the fear of tying my shoes.
Wow. You know, I was going to add one more, but I think that how can you after that? How can
right.
you?
Right.
Wow. Well, you did pretty good there, Big Fatty. I mean, you were basically spot on. Oh yeah. You were basically spot on for all of those.
Well, there you go. It's the sangria. You know, I cut up some orange slices and put in there.
Should put some apples.
Can you see my?
I don't even have your. Ooh. Hold on. Where's Zoom? Oh, there you are.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't even see you when we're recording this. Because I can't see. My screen. Yeah, I can't. Anyway. Ooh. Well, that 30 minutes sure did take 3 hours.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Now,
and if you'd like for this to continue, just send us an Amazon gift card to
Meh at the LFC.online.
Now, wait a minute. Don't send it to that, because only Vader gets that.
That's exactly why you should send it to that.
So anyway, I know you're looking forward to the big Apple Snack event, which can only be compared to, having to brush your teeth for 10 minutes every day. Do you know anybody that does that?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
So do you?
Oh, no. I don't know anyone that crazy.
Okay.